This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Our first guest on the show today has a very big piece of my heart. Probably all of yours too. You really can't say this name without just warmth and joy coming out because he's just that wonderful of a human being. He is the Henry to my Lucy, the Robbie to my Julia, the best cinematic soulmate and partner I could ever hope for. Adam Sandler is here in the Druber today. And after 24 years of friendship, I'm gonna pick him up and grill him, and we get into some really fun topics. I love this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the loves of my life, my cinematic partner, Adam Sandler.
Love you.
I love you,
thank you
so much. Are you
thank
kidding?
You.
Oh thank you for God. Doing this.
This is great. This will make the whole night special.
You know, the Druber, it gets you
the
where
Druber
you need
gets
to
you,
go.
I heard. I've seen the Druber. Mm. I'm happy to be in the Druber.
I'd like to start this with a tradition. Have you ever farted under the covers?
Constantly.
A Dutch oven?
I know the Dutch oven. I don't wave it. If Jackie's near me, I try to go easy on her. I pee now, Drew, literally. 5 a night. I don't think that's healthy. But while I'm walking there, I go, you know what? Let me take care of that other thing, too, and I blast one out.
Well, that is a perfect time.
Old man Sandman! How did that happen? I don't even know how this happened. I've been hearing about being an old man ever since that came out.
By the way, I wanted to do the cover of AARP.
You're too young for that.
I'm too young!
You little baby.
If you had one movie that you had to choose.
Yeah.
One movie gets to represent, like, you know when they put the time capsule together?
Like in 50 First Dates, I made you a tape every day, you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Woo-hoo, you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
What, right, so, what would be your one? You only get one.
So the movie that kind of sums up everything?
Yeah.
I worked with this young lady one time. I met her at the Newsroom Cafe. She came in, she had stylish hair, a little pinkish. She came in, we jammed on a movie idea, we got together, we shot it, we had the best time ever, and I would say I'd want to see that one, and we call it
The Wedding Singer.
I wasn't allowed to sing Grow Old With You to Drew before we sang it.
Not at once.
I said, I wrote that song, I don't want to hear it.
That's my reaction on film for the first time. I did that with Forgetful Lucy, too.
That's right.
Oh, Forgetful Lucy. And then the dolphins did the perfect, like, heart dive. And then the dolphins were like, ooh, we like this. Yeah. Let's give it a good ending, guys. Say you go to the Past Lives Pavilion and you find out that you were someone in history that makes you so psyched. Oh. Who would you have been?
Who was heroic? Lincoln would be nice.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Great choice.
Just did a lot of great things for the world. And he was a lot skinnier than me. I'll go with Lincoln. Who would you be, by the way?
Oh,
as
God.
Has anyone asked you that?
No, I hadn't thought
of
it.
Let's think about it right now,
too.
I know who you
are. Who?
First words that come, Lizzie Borden.
Who is Lizzie Borden?
Borden was like a famed
killer.
Lost her mind, and she killed people with an axe. Hello, Lizzie. No, who would you pick, for real?
I feel like I would have to be someone with a sense of humor.
Oh, okay. You could be Gilda. She was great. Sweet, like
I'd
you.
Be Gilda.
Yeah, be Gilda.
And her and Gene Wilder. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe we're kind of like Gene and Gilda.
Oh, my, that would be pretty good, Drew.
Ooh.
Yeah, do that story? I'm in, Bubby.
Say you work at Apple and the eggplant emoji has been stripped away because everybody knows it's an emoji for a
Okay.
And you have now got to pick the next vegetable to slyly slide in as the new emoji. Which vegetable are you going with?
I guess carrot or, depending if I'm feeling shy, maybe the shrimp. But that's not a vegetable.
Can I introduce you to a very special person?
Ronnie.
Pleased to meet you.
Good to see you, my man.
Pleased to meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks for driving, Ronnie.
Anytime.
Ronnie is my mobile roomie. He is going to review Hustle.
I will say it's an exceptional movie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Yes, it's very heartfelt. It's motivating.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of life lessons in there.
Yes.
And this movie has made my list of top three sports movies.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's
and
sick.
Remember the Titans and Rocky are my other two?
Well, that's big.
Amazing.
That means a lot. Yeah. Both those movies are incredible. Thanks, Ronnie. I had a great time making that thing. And it was fun to make one without Drew, to be honest with you.
Sadie and Sonny, you are so not invited to my bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Best title.
That's a good one, yes.
Did you wait until you thought they were old enough?
Oh,
I mean, because they've always been doing cameos in the movies.
Yes, just something that happened. It was pretty organic, and they're very...
That wasn't a fart. That was my...
That was a foot noise. Oh, my. One more. All right, here you go. Anyways, when this book came into our office and everybody loved this idea, and I mean, this is what they want to do. They want to act, they like it, and they watch good acting and they love you, and they think I'm fine sometimes. My kids say to me, what do you think your best thing in your face is? I go, what do you think? And they go, nothing.
But that's kids. Olive literally told me that, like, I don't know how to write an S, that my S's are
Your S's are
terrible.
I've always been horrible. Like, I remember that back in the day.
No,
I was going to originally change the title of Wedding Singer to Wedding Anger because of your S. Your S was pathetic.
Remember when 50 First Dates was 50 First Kisses?
Yeah. Too many S's. We had to get rid of it.
Now, I know that you had hip surgery.
Left one.
When you send me the text of the picture and your, like, leg was up, and you were watching the show.
I was watching you, I watch your show all the time. Mornings, I get to see you, see how happy you are, how, the energy you give off to everybody, to everyone on the show, to the audience.
You helped me get the pilot.
Yeah, we did that together.
You and Cameron.
Yep, Cameron.
By the way, Cameron did
Will
the
you
pilot.
Say hi to Cameron? I haven't seen Cameron in many years.
Her and I did discuss remaking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I was like, well, you know, Adam and I talk about that, but...
Yeah, I'd let you do that.
Well, also, I want to play John Candy.
Well, you could do a good Candy. You know who used to do Candy the best? Farley.
Farley.
When he would walk around the office and do lines from Planes, Trains. You remember hanging out with all of us when I had some giant party at my house?
I remember looking over the balcony, and it was like Spade, Farley, Rock...
Yeah.
Everyone, the coolest people in the world. We're about to go into your SAG town hall right now.
And I love you. So we get out? Come on, Barrymore.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, guys.
Don't forget to leave me a review. I mean, oh, I love him so much. And his beautiful family, his gorgeous wife, Jackie, and his beautiful daughters, Sunny and Sadie. You know, I can't wait for the you're so not invited to my bat mitzvah. And obviously, if you haven't seen it already, because I know everybody's been watching it and loving it, the spectacular movie Hustle that's on Netflix now. I think it's going to win Adam Awards. I think this is an extraordinary, it's one of the best films I've ever seen him in, and it is an award-worthy performance. It really, really is. So thank you guys for watching us in the Druber. Adam, I love you so much. We're going to come back with more Drew's News with Rossi Ross Matthews.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I know, I need a whole new overhaul, a whole new world. Welcome back. It is time for Drew's News. Rossi, are you ready to fire up the good news machine?
You know I am. Hello.
Well, first up, 'tis the season to watch Love Actually on a loop. Mm-hmm. Oh, the holiday classic starring literally everyone. Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson, Laura Linney. It turns 20 this year.
How is that possible that Love Actually...
By the way, Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's in that movie. Well, Parade reports that Hugh Grant is happy to talk about the one scene that he absolutely hated having to shoot. No matter how much joy it brings to you, watch Hugh do this.
I love that scene.
And just know that for him, that dance was, quote, excruciating. Uh-huh. He talked about it on our show, actually. He said, like, yeah, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, he just wanted a cocktail. They had a choreographer for him, but he was like, no, no, no. And I think he just wanted to do it his way. But it's funny, it's like a sex scene or a kissing scene or a dancing scene. They're always shot at weird times. And you do wish you just had like a little, like, you know, like something to take you out of it and have fun with it. Just play that music and let me get lost in it. But there's 200 people staring and it's 8 a.m.
Yes, totally. I'm on RuPaul's Drag Race. I do that show. And we do this scene where we all walk the runway. And it's always like at 11 a.m. And it's so uncomfortable. We're not introverts. But when you have to like put on a show. It's like, my God, you know, you don't want to.
Yeah, there's a reason like they all take place at night. But they're shot in the morning.
Yeah. So happy 20th anniversary, Love Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next up. The Guardian brings us this story. I love this story. It's about 60-year-old Kathy Loghead, who wanted to learn a new skill for her birthday. So she ended up joining a punk band. Hello! Yeah. Rock out!
I know.
She wanted to get out of the house after COVID. We all know what that feels like. So she attended a meeting for women of all ages to learn instruments and play together. And she quickly found herself rocking out on the keyboard and writing songs against capitalism and about her kids leaving home. Rock out, right? And her all-women punk band is called Velvet Crisis. And they, great name. And they all perform regularly. And now they are recording their very first EP.
I'm so in.
Congratulations, Velvet Crisis.
Well, next, a beautifully simple idea for keeping your spirits up this winter. It comes from Dania Essawi, a writer at The Cut. She and her friends keep the winter blues away with a simple formula, a standing weekly movie date. They meet at their favorite local theater to hunker down and enjoy a movie, any movie, no matter what's playing. And then they go hard on some popcorn before and after they catch up, you know, in their lives and see what's going on. I love this. Rossi, do you have any friend standing dates?
Absolutely. I'm very lucky. I have some great friends since, like, high school, junior high. So whether it is, like, the monthly, every the same day every month phone call,
nice,
or when I'm in Palm Springs, my friends and I get together every Thursday, go to the casino and play penny slots because we are active senior citizens and that's what we do.
Well, I have some standing workouts with my girlfriends, and that is my absolute favorite because it makes me much more accountable.
Totally.
You're catching their, you know, energy. It's contagious.
You can catch up with a sit-up.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? How are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you can, standing workouts with your friends is my favorite. Like,
totally.
Do a, you know,
Zumba class.
I love Zumba. Don't get me started on Zumba.
I've never Zumba'd, really?
It's the best.
Would I like it?
Yes.
Okay, let's go Zumba together.
I know 5 classes in the city.
Okay, we'll go together.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, fun.
I do go.
All right, I got to stretch. All right. All right, coming up, we've got a thrifty hack for upgrading your boots this winter. It comes from New York Magazine, and it involves a surprising secret ingredient, the wax toilet ring. Okay, you guys know this wax toilet thing, the little plumber's helper you can get for like $2 at any hardware store.
Yep.
Well, if you want your boots to be waterproof, here's what you do. You actually can go to our TikTok for a step-by-step instruction on how to do this. Really simple. You clean your boots, you dry them with a hair dryer, and then you take this wax and you just spread it all over them. Give them a nice buff, and boom, your boots are winter ready, 100% waterproof. Plumber wax.
I mean, I've heard of shoe wax, but now plumber wax. I loved this story because your boots can get wrecked in the winter, and this will just be a nice prophylactic.
Oh, ooh, hi.
I said it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going, and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Today, who are in this shot with me. I'm so happy to be in the frame with you guys. Thank you for coming. Today, we've got a new young adult book that everyone is buzzing about. It's called Whiteout, and it follows the interwoven stories of 12 black teenagers in a snowstorm in Atlanta just before Christmas. And each story explores the warmth and total joy of first relationships and teenage love. It is the perfect holiday read to melt your heart. And guess what? Thanks to the publishers, you are all going home with a copy today. Whiteout is available in stores right now. This will be my winter read. Oh, you better believe it. So we make this show for you. Take it with you. Read it. Drink it.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.